appearing was launched initially about 12 days ago locally here in Kenya, and then we've now asked Federation officers in Geneva to also launch it on our behalf internationally. Basically to do with the flash floods that we had during the short rainy season now that have been going on the last 4 weeks, and many parts of the country were affected by floods, were affected by landslides, and affected also by originally drought, but now we have a situation where the major needs would be the issue of health, water, sanitation.
About how many people are affected?
We're saying about 300,000 people have been affected, and we are saying about 125,000 are directly affected, and a number of them are displaced.
Now, is there a risk of cholera at this time as a result of the floods?
Well, in certain places, yes. I mean, particularly in northern Kenya, I mean, areas of Wajir town and Wajir north, and areas of Tana River, areas of Lagdera, and parts of Garissa. Also in Mandera, we had previously some flash floods in October and have second run of flooding again. So there we know that number of latrines that caved in, and also we have in Wajir situation where the whole water system in town has been contaminated because they use shallow wells for water and there's no proper sewer system in that town. So this has now compromised the water system, and hence we set up treatment plants to treat the town water so people can at least have clean water. But there are in many of these parts where cases of diarrheal disease are being reported.
Are you also supplying food aid?
Well, a number of these districts, particularly in northern Kenya, have already been on food aid. You know, it's been one cycle of a disaster after another. Majority of them in northern Kenya have been on food aid over the last 5 years. This is ongoing. In Garissa, for example, Kenya Red Cross is the lead agency, and other areas. But we have other NGOs also distributing food in these areas on behalf of the government of Kenya and World Food Program.
Now, you've monitored this region for a long, long time. These natural disasters that you're dealing with, is this simply a cyclical pattern, or is this something dealing with the climate change? Are you seeing more of these problems than you had in the past?
Well, unfortunately, this has been cyclical. It has also been, change the weather patterns, call it climate change. But certainly the intensity and the frequencies of disasters in this region has been increasing. As only as late as 3 weeks ago, we were doing water distribution to communities that had been affected by drought in northern Kenya, Ethiopia, or Somalia. With the recent rains, then we get a second cycle of a different kind of a disaster where now it's too much water that came too sudden, too quickly. And even if the water dries up now, the aftermath of that flooding then has its own consequences for another 3 to 6 months. Unfortunately, we've been moving from one disaster to another, whether it is drought or floods. And unfortunately, we earlier in the year had this post-election violence in the country. So it's been one after another. But the intensity and the frequency of natural disasters in this region has increased, certainly, with the intensity and also the impact of the number of people affected.